Hi, I'm Dr. Gamaverdian from Dental Lounge. Would you like to increase your success, whether it be personal success or career success? Studies have proven that enhancing your smile can enhance your quality of life in every way. I've seen hundreds of patients for porcelain veneers and smile makeovers with amazing results. Simply tap the banner and book your free consultation and I'll be happy to show you. And best of all, ask about our interest-free payment plans. Dental Lounge Macquarie Street. Create success with your smile.
On evenings, the Peter Jackson VFL show with Nigel Carmody. Catch the VFL live on Channel 7 this weekend.
And welcome to the VFL show, brought to you by those marvellous pies that you can get from midday tomorrow. Routley's Bakery, baking the best footy pie since 1947. Nigel, Bretto, it is getting hot at the top of the ladder. Let's quickly go through last week's results, because this week's special guest, Ben Jolly, hits a milestone that is so rare and so, so I believe unlikely to be matched in the foreseeable future, that we need to talk to him for a while. 250th VFL game coming up.
Amazing effort. I can remember him going around with the Calder Cannons back forever ago now, but it's been a fantastic VFL career, because bikes don't generally last that long in the VFL. They'll play for a few years, and once the AFL dream's gone, they'll sidle back to a local club and make some pretty good coin on it. But he's been a fantastic contributor for a long time.
Spot on. Northern Blues and Bulldogs. Well, at three-quarter time, Northern Blues were set to claim another great victory, because they've really been... They won the week before, I believe, and found some late-season form that was exciting, and they look like they had the doggies on toast, but to their credit, the Bulldogs got a very valuable win and stay in the top four.
A windy day across Melbourne. Dogs kicking 6 goals in the final quarter to get the win. Bill Gower's continuing good season as a Footscray VFL player after coming off the Carlton rookie list with 3 goals.
And North Ballarat, well, they were precocious as well, because they've hosted the Borough. Port Melbourne, of course, another top four team. And at three-quarter time, it was 6-5 to 6-16. Yes, and Port Melbourne were kicking with the wind in the last quarter, but you never know over there in Ballarat. And in the end, the Borough did flick their tail.
Roosters kicked the first 5 goals of the match, as you touched on, Finey, but in the end, 3 goals to Dylan Conway, 2 goals to Anthony Anastasio, a couple of XC goals powering the Borough to a good win, and they consolidate themselves inside the top four.
The Zebras surrender a big half-time lead, and with it, maybe finals football.
Not ideal, was it, Casey, finishing all over the top of them there? We spoke about Angus Brayshaw and his good form there for Casey. Angus Scott with 3 goals. Bailey Fritsch has been invited to the state combine, I think it is, Nige, who kicked another 3 goals, and he's one of the better draft prospects this year coming out of the VFL. Billy Stretch named as the best, and good to see him return to the Melbourne side.
A remarkable win by Casey. They were kicking into the breeze at Sandringham in the final quarter.
Box Hill took on Geelong, and again, weight of numbers with shots at goal and final scoreline tell you that they were clearly dominant.
Box Hill, ultra impressive, kicking their second highest score for the season. They've kicked their 2 highest scores of the year in rounds 14 and 15. Billy Murphy, who's come through their development league team, and also the Northern Knights, and Ivanhoe Grammer, kicked 4 goals in just his 10th VFL game. Cade Stewart kicked 4, had plenty of ball, and now finds himself back in the Hawthorn squad for the weekend. And good to see Geelong potentially throwing a debut the way of Jack Henry off their rookie list of athletic type. He's a tall out of the Geelong Falcons, was actually 3rd in the decathlon at the National Under-18 titles for athletics, so he might get his opportunity against the Tigers.
Super athlete, Jack. Really liked watching him come through the Geelong Falcons, and yeah, he has been upgraded to the senior list, and you never know what might happen, especially with the Cats injury and suspension issues.
Coburg were hosting Williamstown, and that was a big ask and one that they weren't able to fulfil on, even though at half-time they were competitive.
5 goals to Ben Cavara, who continues to try and push his case from an AFL perspective. And, of course, the big news out of Coburg that Peter German will not continue his tenure at Coburg in 2018 after 4 really impressive seasons since their alignment with Richmond dissolved.
Yeah, you just think of Adam Saad, Luke Ryan, and
Michael Hartley, Robbie Fox, who's on the Sydney list.
You get a good idea exactly of what Peter German does with young footballers at a football club. Well played, PG. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, 250 games in the VFL. Well, Nigel Carmody suggested, and I have no reason to doubt him, that that's the equivalent of 400 AFL games, given the length of the season, given the travel, given the condition of the grounds, and the fact that it needs to be combined with a professional life as well, because that doesn't pay the bills. So Ben Jolly stands out as a true staying champion in the VFL, and he's our special guest after the break. Welcome back, and we thank Routley's Bakery. They've been baking the best footy pie since 1947, and Ben Jolly was always such a young, fresh-faced kid. Hard to believe that he's now about to step out in his 250th game of VFL football, and given what it takes to play a VFL season now and the transient nature of teams in the competition, makes him a standout, not only veteran, but star in the VFL, of course, with Williamstown. And he joins us tonight. Good evening, Ben, and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Fonny.
It's a journey that, well, I wonder whether or not you look at it year to year and make a decision, because there are obviously always options for a footballer of your talent, and probably options with a bigger financial reward than playing regularly in the VFL for Williamstown. How do you address it? Is it a year-by-year look, or are you just committed as long as your body holds up?
Yeah, officially it's a year-by-year proposition, mate, but I say, I've probably said on multiple occasions that as soon as I walked in the door at Willy, I think I kind of found my football calling. So there really hasn't been too great a need to look elsewhere. And yeah, it's more the happy enough as the body and mind is still willing to call it home.
Well, I'll leave it to Nigel and Brett, especially Nigel, who's seen so much of your football, to talk about your career. But I want you to maybe solve a mystery for me now.
Right.
Now, 2 weeks ago, you hosted Footscray. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that was the Channel 7 match, and they had to come down off the scaffolds to film it. And apparently kids that were flying kites in Williamstown retrieved them in a Osaka. Yet your guys kicked 16 goals 6. Now, last weekend, much better conditions, you guys kicked 16-23.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
It's like, you know, playing the wind. Why not?
Yeah, mate, that mystery is going to remain unsolved, unfortunately. Just literally the luck of the draw.
Joles, thanks so much for your time. You're not someone who takes to praise or, I guess, being patted on the back too well. You just want to get on with your business. But is this week an opportunity for you to, I guess, pause and reflect and consider that you're now held in the competition amongst names like Bill Swan and Fred Cook and Nick Sautner as one of only a handful of players to have played 250 games?
Nigel, look, it does, mainly because, and so I very much enjoyed the week and things like that, but if it wasn't kind of being brought up, it would just be kind of not pale into insignificance or anything like that, but you really just kind of find yourself really thinking about those moments, as I say, when you're in discussions with people like yourself or people at the club and things like that. But everyone's, as I say, treating it as it is, which has meant that my preparation really hasn't been too interrupted or anything like that. It's just been a fun week. But you do. It's hard not to reflect on, you know, the previous 13 or 14 years in the competition. But, yeah, they're just those fleeting moments that, as I say, when you're stuck in traffic or, you know, taking the dog for a walk, that these types of things pop into your mind. But aside from that, it's nothing too abnormal.
Ben, after leaving the Bombers and going back to the VFL and no doubt looking for another opportunity at AFL level at some point, how many years did it take until you probably thought, you know what, that opportunity's probably passed me by now and I'm just going to enjoy my VFL footy? Because obviously you've been at it for a long, long time now. No doubt there would have been the lure to go back and play some local footy at some stage, but you're one of the few blokes who stuck it out, so it's a massive effort. But at what point did you sit there and think, you know what, no, that's now passed me, I'm just going to concentrate on playing great VFL footy?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. You probably can never really pinpoint it. I suppose the real kind of turning point for me was when I assumed the role of captain of the club after Brett Johnson called a quits after 2011. So I think I was around 24 maybe at that stage. And I kind of thought then, well, you know, this position of responsibility has kind of been bestowed on me. So that was kind of the thing that kind of really cemented my thinking that this was the place that I wanted to be. It still meant that my football, I like to think, you know, continued to improve throughout the next, you know, 4 or 5 years as I adjusted to the new role and, you know, got fitter and stronger and all those types of things like that. But yeah, around that time, I kind of thought that that was kind of the AFL dream, so to speak, was probably over. And, you know, I look at the guys these days, they get to the 21, 22 mark and they start to question it. I've said on multiple occasions that up until that point of my mid-20s, I really didn't feel that comfortable in my own skin going out to play football, and that's what they've kind of got to strive for. It's tough, but you stick it out, and that's when you really bear the fruits of your labour.
Joel's talking team. There's still a lot of footy to be played out this year, but how does this 2017 Seagulls group compare to that flag-winning team of 15?
Yeah, comparisons are very challenging, as Finey may have mentioned in his kind of introduction about the transient nature of VFL footy. But, look, different. We're probably a bit younger than what we were. We're probably a bit more dynamic. We kind of had really good building blocks with the 2015 side, as in really steady anchors at either end of the ground and were able to kind of build off that. We've still got a strong spine, but it's all our kind of... not so much outside players, but your half-backs, half-forwards, forward pockets, back pockets, that we're getting all this improvement from. And so it's hard to actually pinpoint. But, look, at the moment, things are going well. It's kind of interesting. We've got a very tough 3 weeks, starting with Werribee and then Casey and Footscray. So at the moment, things are looking great. But those three sides could, we could quite easily be on the receiving end of a couple of losses, which, again, it makes it hard to say they're in a better spot than what we were in 2015. But, an interesting dynamic that's, starting to pay dividends as we kind of meld together as a group.
Ben, one of the hallmarks of Williamstown over recent years has been the ability to bring players through the Development League and, I guess, bring them through into senior footy and nurture them that way. And obviously the Development League disappearing next year is a big blow in that regard for a team like Williamstown, who has really done it well over the last few years. What's your take on that? Because you would have seen it up close. A lot of players who, have cut their teeth in the Development League have come in and played some really good footy for you in the last sort of 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and it has very much seen it up close. And you look at the composition of our best 22 or 23 this year, and 90% of those blokes have spent some time playing development football. I mean, we've got great examples of kind of Brett Bewley, who's heading off to the draft combine and things like that, who did, spent a fair bit of time and as I say, working and developing his game as much as the coaches were trying to develop him. So look, it's a model that's now not going to be around for 2018 going onwards. We're yet to see whether this is going to be better or worse. The proof will obviously be in the pudding. But I mean, as I say, for a club like Willie, we pride ourselves on our ability to develop from within. And whether that, as I say, gets taken away or not, and we become a weaker side because of it, as I say, 12 months down the track is probably the best point in time when you can make a value judgment on that.
Joels, who are the biggest people and contributors to why you get to play game 250 this weekend?
Oh, the list could go on and on. And, I look back and speaking to people this week and things like that, I really haven't met too many people who haven't offered some form of improvement to me as a footballer. I've been blessed with the senior coaches that I've had. Going back to kind of Matty Knights in my first few years at Essendon in conjunction with Sheeds, having Gotchi, Germo, and then finishing off with Collo, probably inherited a pretty stubborn, impatient player who was kind of really searching for that success that he hadn't yet achieved. And he had to find a way of being able to direct that energy into a positive kind of mind frame and place to get the best out of myself. Countless teammates, administrators. Brendan Curry was instrumental in getting me to the club. Jason Reddick, Fred Hall, both great leaders off the field who just, as I say, make my job as a captain extremely easy. And the whole place. Chris Dixon has now advanced his career at Collingwood, the development role there. I've been so, so fortunate.
And Williamstown, in turn, have been extremely fortunate to have had you walk through the front door, because they're a club that not only, and we've seen recent initiatives, I think we spoke to Ben Cavara, was it?
That's right.
We did, yep.
About initiatives surrounding off-field maintenance of well-being and mental health, and Williamstown are doing a wonderful job as representative of standalone VFL clubs, and maybe that is the model for the future. More Williamstowns and the VFL will remain an important and relevant competition. And Ben, you've played your part. Good luck for the rest of the year. And I guess premiership campaigns make the seasons all worthwhile. So hopefully this is a successful one.
Now, Finey, Brett and Nudge, thank you very much, fellas. Greatly appreciated.
Well done, Joels.
Thank you. Ben Jolly. Ripper. A break. When we come back, get some tips.
Chips.
Well, welcome back to the AFL Show, brought to you by Routley's Bakery, those beautiful pies since 1947. And gee, we've got a great bush in the burbs coming up because Nigel's going to stay back just for 10 or 15 minutes.
Overtime.
Overtime, that's right. Well, hang on. We've got the coach of the American AFL team for the international rules competition that is currently being played in Victoria, in Melbourne, and they're 2-0.
Flying under Tom Ellis, who's going to join us in the studio. Just been out at training at Montrose tonight, where they're playing their game against, I think, Papua New Guinea later this weekend.
Been a bit stiff with the conditions, haven't they, since it started? The wind and the bad weather that we've had, but hopefully it picks up.
That's football, mate. Let's get some tips for the weekend. And by the way, we've mentioned that Jager O'Meara is back playing for the Box Hill Hawks.
Wearing number 80 this week.
And, of course, that doesn't have much of a say on this season for the Hawks.
Can he qualify for finals?
That's a good question, Ando, based on not having played many AFL games.
I was just thinking around that time, because this is the time of year when local teams and other teams start to play around with their sides.
As I said, not that important for this year's AFL competition, but there is another player playing his first game for the year that just might be a sneaky. Sean Hampson returns for the Tigers in the VFL, and that's the first tip I'm after, Geelong v Richmond.
Tigers,
and that's the curtain raiser to Geelong-Richmond at Simmons.
A Casey versus the Northern Blues.
Casey
with Jack Watts kicking 5.
Port Melbourne host Coburg.
Port.
And the Bombers and Box Hill should be a ripper.
Which is our 7 VFL match of the day, live from Windy Hill, 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Box Hill.
Yeah, Box Hill for me.
Collingwood putting together a pretty nice team. Should be too good for North Ballarat, I thought.
Pies for me.
Pies.
And Williamstown and Werribee. We just spoke to Ben Jolly. Well done, him.
He will win in game 250.
Seagulls.